welcome to Curmudgeon's Corner for Friday, July 27th, 2018. I'm Sam Minter. Yvonne Bo is not here this week. He is once again on the road somewhere, I think in South America. I don't know. But also, I'm on the road with my family as well. We're doing the big cross-country road trip from Philadelphia to the Seattle area. And so I haven't been paying a super high amount of attention to the news. I know there's some more Trump-Cohen stuff going on and some other things and blah, blah, blah. But this show is going to be another one of those shows where we do sort of a Sam travelogue and the fun stories from us traveling. So if you're looking for the news talk kind of current events thing we usually do, tune in next week. You can say goodbye and we'll talk next week. But for today, we're going to talk about some of the amusing things that have happened so far on this trip. We've only gotten as far on the return trip from Philadelphia to Western Illinois. So we've got a long way to go, but we'll talk about what we've done so far. And for that, I've got two people with me. One is my wife, Brandy. Hello, Brandy.
Hello, Sam.
And two is my son, Alex. Hello, Alex.
Ow!
There we go. So I'm going to take a quick break. And then after the break, we'll get started on stuff about our trip. Back after this. No, it's not the beginning of the show again. We're just taking a little time to credit the artist responsible for the music we use at the beginning and end of the show. What you are listening to right now is The O of Pleasure by Ray Lynch. The music we close our show with is Celestial Soda Pop. Both of these songs are from Deep Breakfast. Now platinum, Deep Breakfast was the first independently released album ever to be certified gold by the RIAA. Ray Lynch's other albums are The Sky of Mind, No Blue Thing, Nothing Above My Shoulders But the Evening, and The Best of Ray Lynch. You can check out Ray Lynch or buy his music at raylynch.com, iTunes, Amazon, or anywhere you usually find music. Okay, we are back. So, just to set the scene again, my entire family went to Philadelphia almost a month ago, about a month ago at this point, to stay with my mother-in-law. And so they were there and they left me at home all by myself. But I flew out to meet them a few days ago. I went first to the DC area where I saw some college friends and my dad and my stepmom and that kind of thing. Then I took a train up to meet them. They picked me up at the train station and we went and visited some of my wife's relatives. And then we were going to leave the next morning, but we finished with the relatives so late we didn't. So it was a whole other day before we finally got going. And then, you know, I got up in the morning and said, okay, how can I help? Can I take some bags out to the car? And Brandy said, no, don't take them to the car yet. I'm not ready to pack the car. We have to empty the car of other stuff first and then pack the car. I asked if I could put the bag on the porch, which I did. And then hours later in the day, we're finishing packing up the car. We've got everything packed. And then we realize that one of the bags is missing.
Yeah.
And that's the bag that I'd put out initially. And so what happened to the bag, Brandy?
Well, first, I seem to remember you denying the existence of the bag.
Oh, I had no...
There was no bag.
I had no memory of this bag.
And then, at some point, I realized that my mother had been talking about donating some stuff to Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that she'd missed her previous donation date. And I wondered if maybe she had moved it to that day. So, prior to calling the police, because my suitcase was gone with all of my clothes... Because
the first thought, once we realized that, oh yeah, I had taken one bag down to the porch this morning, was, oh no, maybe somebody stole it. But this is not the kind of neighborhood where you expect people stealing stuff off the porch on a regular basis.
No, this is the kind of neighborhood where somebody would take your stuff, wash it all, fold it nicely, and give it back. Mm-hmm. Realistically. You know, they might polish the wheels on your suitcase, but they're not going to steal it.
Okay. So then you verified with your mom that, oh, yes, they were supposed to pick up donation stuff. And apparently I'd put the suitcase down next to the box that was to be donated. Of course, I didn't realize this at all.
Of course. Because the suitcase didn't exist, let alone the box you put it next to.
Yeah.
So we did eventually manage to track it down by calling Big Brothers Big Sisters distribution place like 3 times. And they sent people onto a truck to find it. They finally found it. And it was somewhere in New Jersey. And they were closing in 20 minutes. So we left without it.
Yeah. And this contained what? All of your clothes and all of Alex's clothes, right?
Except for the 3 changes I had put in a small bag. So it was easier to carry stuff into the hotels.
Yeah. So anyway, we spent hours stressing about where did this bag go? How are we going to get it back? You know, once we realized it had been donated, we were pretty sure we'd be able to get it back. But the logistics of that were unclear. So it turns out we weren't able to get the bag. There was some debate, should we even leave this evening? Should we even go? Or should we wait until the next day when we could get the bag back, blah, 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 blah. I was pushing to just leave. Let's just get on the road. Let's just go. And they can mail us the bag later or whatever.
Yep. And so that is what we did. They called to say they'd found the bag. They agreed to drop it off because it was actually picked up in error. They weren't supposed to pick up anything that didn't have a label on it. And clearly the bag did not have a label on it, identifying it as a donation because it was not a donation. So we left and we got really far.
So now wait, before we get to our leaving and what happened right after we left, the final packing. There were, you know, we got all the regular bags and suitcases in, but there were 2 really important things that we had to get in. So, one, I guess it was more than one, sticks. Alex had been collecting sticks.
To build a house.
Yes, to build a house. So
with Dada.
So all kinds of sticks were all over the yard at my mother-in-law's house. And Alex had been collecting a whole bunch of them, picking just the right shapes, taping some of them together, all kinds of things like this. And so he wanted to bring the sticks. Brandy did not want to bring the sticks.
They're sticks.
So, but they're special sticks.
They're sticks.
But they're sticks. Special sticks.
Sticks. Just sticks. Kindling.
Well, they were a little too wet to be good kindling.
They're dry now.
Yes! Oh,
no. So, yes. So we also, in order to carry the sticks, we got a big purple bin.
It's red.
It's red?
It's red. Just like the green blocks are red.
I'm pretty sure it was purple.
Yes!
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so what was special about this bin, Alex? Why did you want to bring the bin, too?
My boat!
Yes. He had been using this as a boat in the bathtub. So this is one of these big, large plastic storage bins, and he'd been, filling the bathtub and then putting the bin in the bathtub and then getting in the bin, like a boat. And so he wanted to bring this bin anyway, but it also served as something to hold the sticks, at least initially. So we packed up the sticks, and Brandy was not all too happy about that, but I was like, they're just sticks. We got to bring them.
I couldn't see out the window, and my car was full of sticks. Kindling.
And then we had everything
that
packed.
Helped me to make those sticks perfect.
Yes, I helped. Uh-huh. I helped make those sticks perfect. And then we had everything packed up, and Alex went back into the house one last time and then came back out. What did you come back out with, Alex?
Lego boxes. And one of the Lego boxes was the pug you bought me.
Yes.
And the box, the pug box that Mom threw in the trash, so I had to dig in the trash to get it out.
Why are you looking at me like this? It was an empty box.
But it had a dog house on it.
It was an empty box, and you had rejected the pug. You said it was stupid, and you said it was cruel, and you didn't want it.
I worry about the current location of that box.
I don't.
Okay.
Oh, no. This is not what I wanted.
So, in any case, three large Lego boxes of Lego sets that Alex had gotten while he was in Philadelphia.
Okay. Big sets.
Big sets also went into the car that was already completely full, as Brandy said, you couldn't see out the back. You had to use the side mirrors. The back of the car was completely full. Anyway, so Brandy was a little grumpy about the extra stuff in the car.
A little?
And the suitcase being missing.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a meltdown about the suitcase earlier in the day.
It was full of clothes. It was full of my clothes. It was full of my favorite clothes, and it was full of new clothes.
And I feel like I heard Mom say it had... like $300.
Okay, you know what? There are some things we do not need to share on Daddy's podcast.
But isn't most of Daddy's podcast inappropriate?
Anyway, so we finally did get on the way. And we started heading in the general direction of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, but the navigation that we were using, which was Garmin this time, because Garmin can route the entire distance from Philadelphia to Seattle in one shot.
Except it's stupid.
And Waze, our preferred navigation, can only route up to 1,000 miles right now, although the error message says they're working on it. But the Garmin navigation tried to take us on an easy pass only entrance to the turnpike.
It makes assumptions.
It makes assumptions like that. Now, there's a setting that you can tell it to avoid toll rolls. Avoid toll roads, but that's not what we wanted to do. We didn't want to avoid the toll road, but we needed to get on someplace we could actually get on. So this was about 5 minutes into the drive. We couldn't get on the turnpike. So right next to the turnpike was a Wawa. So we said, hey, let's get some food.
In fairness, we needed gas.
We needed gas too. So we were on after hours.
You're forgetting something.
Yeah, what am I forgetting?
You tried to steal a bunch of stuff from Wawa without paying.
Oh, we were going to get to that, but I guess we can jump to that. You want to say what happened?
Mom had to pay for you because Mom walked away and you thought she already paid, but she never told you who she already paid. So you just took all the stuff to the car and started using it, but without even paying for it. And now the police are coming for us.
Yeah.
There were no police. There could have been.
Yeah, so we got a whole bunch of stuff from the Wawa, basically to stock up the car with snacks for like a multi-hour long drive.
Snacks?
Snacks, yes.
Yay!
In any case, so we were all at checkout and there were all kinds of bags. And then, Brandy walked away. So because she walked away, I figured we'd already paid, because why would you ever walk away from the checkout if you hadn't paid?
She was inches.
Right, but she was walking away. So anyway, I figured in my head she must have paid, because if she hadn't paid, she wouldn't walk away. Even if we're both even if we're both together doing something and I'm the one paying, or, you know, then I'd still expect the other person to stay, or vice versa. Oh. You don't, like, separate the group.
Money.
Except you hadn't even unloaded everything onto the counter yet. You were taking stuff out of the basket and putting it on the counter. I walked away to pick up our sandwiches.
Yeah, you don't walk away when you're checking out, ever.
So you were the one checking out. You were carrying everything and unloading it. I walked up and took the bag to go get the sandwiches.
No, the group is checking out. There's no such thing as one person checking out. The whole group is checking out.
What if only one person came to... Well, true. What if someone came to the store by themselves?
Well, that's very true, but we weren't by ourselves. There were three of us.
Consistently amazed you don't make me go to the bathroom with you.
And so, anyway, I assumed we were all checked out. So I grabbed as much of the stuff as I could carry. I couldn't carry all of it, so I told the guy I'd be back for the rest. And I walked out to take it to the car.
And then you forgot.
Well, and then when I started coming back, Brandy looks at me through the window and starts pounding on the window.
I did not pound on the window. I didn't touch the window.
And she starts gesticulating at me, and I'm like, what? What? What?
All I did was give you the what hands. What are you doing?
So, yeah, apparently she hadn't paid. I hadn't paid. I just picked up all the stuff and left for the car.
Like, you took it out of the basket. You put it on the thing. The guy put it in the bag. You took the bag and you left. And
yeah.
It didn't occur to you that somewhere in there you needed to pay.
Because I thought you already had, because you
I wasn't
away.
With you.
The argument continues.
I even told you I was going to get the sandwiches.
Well, I knew you were getting the sandwiches, but I also figured you wouldn't get the sandwiches if you hadn't paid for them yet.
Anyway, I'm walking by to carry out the sandwiches, and the guy's like, excuse me, miss, is anybody going to pay for this stuff? And he's laughing his butt off behind the register because he thinks it's hilarious that dude just walked out with all this stuff. Just left. So I stopped and I paid.
And I wasn't attacked or tackled or arrested.
No. However, one of the things we got was the windshield washer juice.
Yes.
And so I put that in my car. And when I finished putting that in my car, I went to toss the container. And the guy was waving at me from inside the store. And I was a little bit afraid to go back in.
Yeah, I was afraid to go back in, too. I wanted to go back in to use the bathroom or something before we finally left. Because we sat and ate our sandwiches and we got gas. And so we were sitting there like another 15 minutes after this happened before we decided to leave. But I was like, you know, I'll wait for the first rest stop on the turnpike because I don't want to go back in there.
But you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't go back in there.
Okay. Anyway, so as it turns out, he hadn't stolen everything anyway because there were still bags left at the register.
Well, I knew I was coming back for the drinks.
But I got the drinks, but then you never came
back. Ouch.
And he was so amused, he didn't tell me there were more bags.
Oh, you didn't get the drinks?
I did get the drinks. I got the drinks, but there were more bags.
Oh, there were more bags besides the drinks.
Yes. And so when I went to throw out the thingy for the windshield washer juice, I had to go back in again and get more stuff. At which point he laughed at me again, asked where you were, and I told him I'd beaten you up in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That.
He thought that was great.
Okay, and... And so then we finally got on our way. And by this time, it was like, you know, 9 p.m. or something. So we drove a little bit further down the turnpike and then found a place to stay. Anything interesting about the place to stay before we take a break and talk about day two later?
I literally don't remember the place to stay.
Yeah, it wasn't all that memorable.
That's probably not a bad thing.
We got off the turnpike and had to drive like 10 miles to get to the hotel.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
It was forever
off
away.
Back roads. And we're.
And yeah, then we finally reached the Quality Inn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So that was our first day. We will take a break. We will come back and talk a bit about our second day. We're on our fourth day now, but the fourth day is just starting as we're recording this. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit about day two.
Back after this.
You're listening to this podcast. Do you like it?
No!
Do you want to support the show?
No!
Well, after you have subscribed to the show, followed us on Facebook, and told all your friends they should be listening to, what else can you do?
I won't subscribe!
You can help fund our Patreon at patreon.com/curmudgeonscorner. Patreon is a way you can throw us a few bucks a month to help out with the expenses of the show. You know, web hosting, equipment, a little bit of advertising to promote the show, and maybe every once in a while some much-needed sedatives for Yvonne. At different contribution levels, you can get a mention on the show, our Curmudgeon's Corner postcard, or even a Curmudgeon's Corner mug. Fun stuff!
Not fun!
In any case, the contributions help tell us that you enjoy and appreciate the show.
I really, really hate Curmudgeon's Corner!
Are we worth a buck a month?
No!
$5 a month?
No!
Or if you are nuts about us, maybe even more.
$100 billion, even though you don't have anywhere near $1 billion.
If we're worth anything to you at all, send it our way at patreon.com/curmudgeonscorner.
Alex hates, really, really hates, Curmudgeon's Corner! That's really mean, isn't it? But I hate Curmudgeon's Corner, but I really do!
Okay.
Okay, hello, and we're back. I don't know why, but when Dad records his breaks, it's actually like a couple of seconds and then he starts again, but he edits something for you or something, and I'm stuck on a volcano.
Anyway, day two, there are two things about day two. So the first thing is we're trying every day, and day one didn't count because we didn't start until late, blah, blah, blah. But day two, we're trying every day to do at least sort of one fun, interesting family thing, as well as driving.
What we did yesterday.
Yeah, we'll get to yesterday. But first, the family thing for day one, we were trying to pick from Atlas Obscura, which for those of you who aren't familiar, it's a website, it's a book, atlasobscura.com. It's sort of a guide to weird attractions you can find that, like,
sometimes they aren't weird.
Sometimes they're not weird. Well, yeah, I mean, it can be everything from, like, you know, the world's largest ball of twine or that kind of thing, or just interesting, quirky museums or statues or places to go. So on the first day, we tried to find one of those that was near the hotel that we stayed at, and the one we found was an abandoned stretch of the Pennsylvania Turnpike that had been used in the past, but they replaced it, they modernized it, etc. And this, I guess it's like 10 miles long or something, stretch of the old turnpike is still there. It includes a couple of tunnels, etc.
But all we did was go up the hill, and then we had like 5% energy left. And then it was like 2 miles until you can actually have a tunnel in sight. So we just went.
Yeah, so we found the place where you can access it.
Yesterday was more interesting.
There's like a couple little parking places, and then you walk up a hill, and then you get to it. And I guess it's a place where they'd removed a bridge, whatever. So anyway, you go up the hill, you see it. It's an old abandoned road. It would have been interesting to go see the abandoned tunnels. Apparently, there are two abandoned tunnels on this stretch of highway. But the closest one was 2 miles away.
Yeah.
And
we weren't going to walk 2 miles.
Yeah, no one was ready to walk 2 miles. It was a hot day. It was off and on raining. It was
muggy.
It was really muggy.
Muddy.
Yeah.
Muddy.
Brandy's back was acting up.
I saw...
Whatever.
I saw a bug. I think I saw a dead or almost dead butterfly in the middle of the parking lot.
Because
It was so hot.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was on the road, probably because someone ran over it.
Mm. Yeah. So, anyway, we went. We saw, sort of,
took some pictures.
What we took some pictures. If you go to abelsmay.com, I did post a picture of it. And that was about it. Yeah.
And then we drove.
Drove. Okay, so it was time to find a hotel. And we were near, what was the name of the town? Elmira or something?
It made me think of Elytra, but it was missing a letter.
Elyra, something like that, in Ohio. And, you know, we decided that we were going to stop a couple hours early so that we could do the podcast. So, you know, it was 8 o'clock when we started to look for a hotel. And, you know, so we pulled off and Brandy and I were having an argument that we'd had a couple times so far on the trip about how to find a hotel. Because I really wanted to do this thing where, you know, once we determine it's time to do a hotel, whoever's in the passenger seat does a whole bunch of looking on their smartphone, finds out where to go, blah, blah, blah. She wanted to just get off at the exit and then figure out what was there. You know, and then she started to do it, but wasn't getting it before the exit. So I actually pulled over. She was really, really mad at me for pulling over on the highway so that we could finish figuring out the hotel.
I agree with Mom.
Yeah. So Alex agrees with Mom.
Mom was being reasonable.
Mom was definitely being reasonable.
In any case, she was really mad at me. We finally got off the highway. We're looking at, you know, I just aimed at some random hotel. But then when we got off the highway, we actually did pick a place to go to.
Big, shiny, beautiful looking hotel we could see from the highway.
Yeah. It was, a courtyard?
Marriott.
It was a courtyard by Marriott. And so we got off the highway trying to find it.
It had no door.
We could not find
the door,
the entrance to the hotel. To the parking lot to the hotel. We got to where we could go to another parking lot and an abandoned mall, and we could have walked across a grassy area to the hotel, but we couldn't figure out how to get to the hotel itself. Now, I think later we might have figured out maybe how to get there, but also there were no cars at all in the parking lot. Zero, zilch, nothing. So it looked like, I don't know, are they renovating? And there was some construction equipment. So are they renovating? Or what's the deal? Or did it not, whatever? So we start looking at other alternatives. And right nearby, and so Brandy's going through on the phone, and like everything she's looking at, first of all, that courtyard was not showing up in the apps at all.
But it was on Yelp with 5 stars.
But it was on Yelp. Okay, well, whatever. Anyway, it was not showing up. And every other place we were looking at in this town said they were full already for the night, right? Or was there
the app I was using, they all said they were full. But I don't see how they could have all been full because there was nothing in this town.
I thought there was at least one that still had rooms but was super, super expensive. No?
No. No. Well, on the app I had been using, nothing showed up. Some of the places, the Hampton Inn appeared to have one room for $275 a night or something.
Yeah. Which I guess in the grant, Yvonne would tell you that's not an expensive room because he's been at much more expensive rooms and he's got all kinds of gold plated tastes. But for us, the $300, $300 a night room, we were not going to do that.
Yeah. And we have an 8-year-old with us and we're staying overnight. You know, we plan to go into the room around 9 or 10 o'clock and leave in 12 hours.
Yeah. So, and it had one room available.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's looking at this stuff, ends up booking us at the Days Inn. And
never again.
And so, and she tells me it's like only $50. And my head was like, but okay, we'll see.
But in fairness, on the list that I was looking at, there were places that were $35 a night.
Okay. Okay.
So
this was like a medium range for this town, actually.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah. So we went to this place, and what I'm going to do now, rather than us continuing to talk about it live, later in the evening, Brandy called our daughter Amy, who, by the way, stayed back in Pennsylvania because she wanted to stay there a couple more weeks. She'll fly home later. Called her to tell her about the hotel experience. So I recorded this call, so I'm just going to let you guys hear that call. It's around 10 minutes. And then when we get back, we'll add anything else that we feel we need to add. But here, listen to Brandy's description of this wonderful place we checked into.
Yay!
Oh my God, that hotel was so gross.
That's super gross. I'm sorry, Mama.
Well, and then I go to check out, and the guy's like, okay. And it's like, it didn't occur to you that I just checked in like 3 hours ago and I'm leaving? That doesn't strike you as strange?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm checking out because it's disgusting. So I was just going to check out, and I'm like, you know what? I'm checking out because it's disgusting. And he's like, what? And I was like, do you know that it smells? It all smells. The whole building smells like smoke. The room smells. It is so gross. It's like, it smells like somebody peed in the air conditioner. I had to leave the building and go somewhere else so that I could book a room elsewhere because I could not stay in that room. It was so disgusting. And he kept going, well, I'll get you a different room. And I'm like, I don't want a different room. It's your building. You're gross.
Oh, man.
I kind of went off, and he's like, okay. And he's like, I'll get you another room. I'll check it first. And I'm like, really? So, like, the entry, the lobby, it's all, like, shiny black tile and nice wallpaper and nice furniture. And, you know, everything looks all nice and clean. But when you walk in to the building, like, from the back, it smells like a combination of vomit, smoke, and alcohol. There's a bunch of, like, beat up old furniture with holes in it in there, the, quote, lobby. There's a trash can. It's full of fucking bugs. I'm sorry, Alex. So when you go to the elevator, it's like the one elevator, it says only use the other elevator for access. So you go to the other elevator, you get in, you push the button for two, doors close, doors open again. When I got on the first time, the guy next to me goes, it's okay, it does that. Only for the second floor, but it does that. And I'm like, okay. And like, it's got panels on both sides that for the numbers, but one of them has like paper over it, and it's like, only use the other side. And then you get into the hallway, and like the molding's falling down, and there's huge cracks between the ceiling and the walls. And like, kind of looks like a kid tried to patch up the mistake they made. And then when you walk into the room, it's just as gross. The bathroom reeked of smoke. The room reeked. I couldn't. Sam was starting to have trouble breathing. I couldn't breathe. I'm sitting there, and I have my hand over my face. I tried to turn on the air conditioner, and I was like, oh my God, it smells like pee. And so I turned it off, and then Sam comes in, and he's like, oh, you know, just try turning it on. And he turns it on, and he's like, he could smell it. He can't smell anything, but he could smell that.
Oh my God, he can't smell anything. He can smell the pee?
He could smell the pee.
Wow.
We got a bunch of pictures. I got pictures of the water stains on the ceiling and the spot where the wallpaper was kind of fading off the wall and peeling because water damage maybe. And there's this whole thing across, you know how like usually you have like a bit of a wall and then windows? It's all windows.
Some of the windows have wallpaper on them. You know this because one of the windows has a freaking window handle.
Crap.
One of the they put out the towels and stuff, and there was like mostly white, but some really kind of nasty stained yellowish towels, and kind of a mottled yellowish brownish, and mold around the shower.
Oh, that sounds like such a violation.
And I think things were biting me. I'm gonna have to burn the rest of our clothing. I can't even, like, I can smell it on my hair.
Burn your hair.
It was so bad. And all Alex wanted to do was go to sleep.
Poor baby boy.
But, like, I mean, dude, first of all, he didn't seem surprised I was checking out early. Like, really early. And then... like, I saw other... I didn't look at Yelp. Everything on Yelp, they've got 7 one-star reviews now. I was the 7th. And every one of them's like, oh my God, this place is disgusting. One of them was like, okay, there were a bunch of cars with flat tires and people loitering around the doors and windows at all hours. And the ice machine was in a room. Oh, I took a picture of the room the ice machine was in. I'm just going to send it to you.
Okay.
I also took a picture of the trash in the elevator, which was still about there, by the way, 3 hours later, or 2 hours later, because we checked in, and then we left. And we took it took us a long time to find another room. I think I'm going to dispute the charges tomorrow, and I'm going to send the bank the pictures. They can cancel the payment. I mean, I want to just see if I can dispute the charge for the hotel.
That's a good idea.
There were people walking in when we were leaving, and I kind of wanted to be like, are you sure you want to do that? Like, I think you should turn around and leave.
Yeah, geez, it sounds like if somebody's living in that hotel, they most likely got that passcode from being there.
Well, I don't think anybody's living there. I do think they may rent the rooms by the hour. Because how else would he be surprised that I was checking out after a couple hours?
The people working there probably have breathing problems from that.
Well, but the lobby is clean and nice and shiny and smells good. Yeah.
It is in a different building.
It's also in a different building.
What?
Yeah.
Murdered.
Me too. I was actually kind of wondering if we should take our stuff out to the car before we went to Denny's. But I mean, the people that were staying around there didn't seem like bad people. But they also didn't seem like they expected any better.
That's sad. It sounds like they just couldn't afford better.
And Alex was making an argument, you know, you should be happy for what you have because there are some people that don't have a place to stay. And I'm like, you're totally right. I should be happy for what I have, but I'm a snob. And I have asthma, and I don't want to die. Because I was hacking when I was in there, because it was so bad.
Yeah, both you and Dad have sleep apnea issues.
Yeah. But I had to sign a thing that said, an initial thing that said that I wouldn't smoke in that room, or they were going to charge me $25. How could they tell?
Awesome, totally charge you and be like, it smelled like smoke when you left.
Oh, they wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, don't worry. I know that, but they might not.
Sam is laughing.
In between my chest hurting.
In between his chest pain.
Well, I'm glad you guys loved what you did and you don't have any more. You aren't in that place anymore.
Yeah.
Hopefully the next one will be better.
The next one better be better. It costs 3 times as much.
If it's not, burn it down.
For real.
That is...
I'm fine now. I just had to...
You.
I had to get that out.
Thanks, Mama.
I wonder if we should get some bug spray and some Lysol and spray ourselves before we go into the next hotel room.
Probably.
Okay, go do your thing.
Mama, I love you.
Love you too.
Love you, Amy.
I love you, Dad. I love you, Alex.
And that was that. So anything to add, Brandy, about our experience? Yeah, so if you couldn't catch it all from that, we checked into that hotel. We were in the room just a couple minutes before we decided that this was not going to work. Alex was lobbying to stay, but Brandy and I were both like, we need to get out of here. At the very least, let's go get some food and we can talk about it. But I think we need to get out of here. We went to like a Denny's because it was the only place left open in town. While we were at the Denny's, we booked a completely different hotel. This was the only place with vacancies in this town other than the $300 a night place that had one room left. So we had to book someplace that was another, 40 miles down the road, something like that.
Yeah.
Then we went back and just grabbed our stuff and left.
I should have known something was up because when we stopped at the Hampton Inn, and the guy told me they had no vacancies, I asked him where else I should go. And he kind of gave me this look like, you're out of luck. You should leave. But I didn't listen because we were here and we were going to stop. And maybe he was just being a snob.
And he listed. So, yeah, we did stop at the Hampton Inn just because we saw it and they had no vacancies. He actually listed, like, if you're going to stay someplace, these are the only two I would consider. Don't consider, these are the only two that I would even consider recommending. Both of those were full and had no additional spaces. Mm-hmm. We did what we did, and that was an interesting experience. We just, it was like, forget the $50. We're done. It doesn't matter. We paid the $50 for the room. Who cares? We're going somewhere else.
Oh, I'm getting that $50 back.
Yeah. Okay.
But
good luck.
Pro tip, always check Yelp for reviews before booking every time.
Every time. So, yeah. So, that was that. One final trip. One final break. Then we'll come back with our one little thing from day three. Then we'll wrap up the show. This can be a relatively short show this week because we've got to check out.
Games
that okay, tell you what, after we talk about day three, once
actually, I don't want a video game segment.
Well, after we talk about day three, while Mom is helping get packed up, because we got to check out of this hotel in less than half an hour, you can talk a little bit about whatever you want before we close up the show. Okay, so we'll be back with day three right after this.
Facebook, Facebook, Facebook!
Hey, do you want to help support Curmudgeon's Corner? Well, right now, the best way is through Facebook. If you haven't already liked us on Facebook and you actually, like us, then go search for Curmudgeon's Corner on Facebook and like our page. It will help you see when we announce new episodes and it'll help us reach more new people too. If you like a particular episode, like our episode announcement post too, or share it with your friends. All of this helps spread the word about our podcast to more people who might like it as well. And of course, we love having a conversation with all of you listeners, so please use Facebook to leave comments on the shows, give us suggestions, or anything else like that. It's always great to hear from you. So if you want to help the show, use Facebook. Or forget all of that and just send us money. Okay, day three. So there was only really one highlight of day three, which was we were looking for our fun thing to do. And Atlas Obscura sort of failed us because Most of the things on the list of nearby things were actually behind us on our route.
And
of
illegal.
Or illegal. They were like, this thing's on private land and it has no trespassing signs, but it's kind of fun. Okay, yeah. Whatever. And the things that were ahead of us, aside from the illegal ones, didn't look like they'd be all that much fun. So we actually grabbed a whole bunch of the pamphlets at our hotel, the second hotel, which was much nicer, by the way. It was actually a decent place to stay. In one of the pamphlets was, what was it called? Safari Animal Park something.
African Safari Animal Park.
Yeah. The African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton, Ohio. And we went there. And so how was that?
I'm not sure how my insurance company is going to take my next claim. We'll just start there.
So what happened to your car in the wildlife park?
Well, what were there? There were elk, deer, and what was the other? Dude, elk, deer, they have no manners. So at this wildlife place, you can buy these big cups full of food. It's like $15 get you a pound of romaine lettuce and a pound of carrots. And a couple cups of this grain stuff that you can feed the animals as you go through this drive-through safari park. So, and of course, I'm having flashbacks to my uncle driving through one at Great Adventures, like years ago.
And having
a monkey eat part of the roof of his car or something. Anyway, so You drive through slowly, you can feed the animals. You're supposed to either hold the cup and they can take food out of the cup or dump it on the ground. And so when they see cars coming, they get really excited.
The big animals don't like to eat out of the cup. They like to
That's because their faces cup. Don't fit in the cup. So they had a whole bunch of alpacas.
Yep. The first things we saw were alpacas and it was like, oh, nice alpacas. And, you know.
And they just kind of walk up and then shove their heads in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, do you have food? Food? You're also not supposed to pet them.
Right.
Which makes it difficult. Because there's like an alpaca and it's got its head.
In your car.
Right in front of your face. And it's like, hello, feed me. But you can't touch it. Which is awkward.
But they can touch you.
Yes, they can touch you.
Okay.
And they do. So we fed a bunch of alpaca, and every time, you know, they'd see you rolling closer, a whole bunch would start walking to you and, like, swamp the car because they think you might have food. And then you went from the alpaca to the next area, they had elk and deer and bison.
Bison, yes.
And
that big thing right there, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. It has horns.
Something with
that. Some kind of cattle with big horns.
Yeah, big pointy horns. And then you get to a certain point in there and you can start feeding them and they swamp the car. So we were sitting there trying to feed the animals and they really do have no manners. An elk shoved its big old head into my car and stole an entire cup of food from the center console.
From the center console. Yeah, this is important.
In between us.
So it stuck its head in past me, grabbing something from the middle of the car.
And just took the whole thing. Another one had its goaty little hooves in my car. It, like, climbed up. It was hanging onto my car by its front legs. Its front legs and its head were in my car. It was like some kind of deer or something.
Is this the one that was eating your seatbelt?
No. That was an elk. There was an elk eating my seatbelt. It kept trying to chew on my seatbelt. Another elk was trying to eat my side view mirror.
Yes.
It was the elk. It's really the elk that have no manners. I mean, the little deer trying to climb in my car wasn't cool, especially because he scraped all the paint off my door. But
that would be the insurance
claim. Yeah. The elk are really, really rude. They have no manners. Not at all.
So the big cow looking thing with huge horns. Also was trying to stick its head in the car.
But its horns were bigger than the window.
Right. So it couldn't. I got a nice picture of it, like, sort of looking at the camera along with me. That's also on abulsme.com, A-B-U-L-S-M-E.com.
The bison licking your head?
Yeah.
It was an interesting experience. It definitely was. Alex flatly refused to feed anything.
Yeah, he was sitting in the back seat just cackling and laughing.
He was laughing his butt off. Because, like, you had to pay attention in a whole bunch of directions. I was driving, so I always had to be looking in front of me if I was going to move. Well, which is normal, but, I mean, more of an issue when you've got deer hanging onto the side of your car with their heads in the car and, you know, a bison standing in front of it.
Oh, the bison also stuck its head into the car and licked my neck, by the way.
It really liked Sam. He's mm-hmm. got a new friend.
Yeah. That there's also a picture of that on the website, abulsme.com.
So, yeah.
And then their big headliner was feeding the giraffes, and the giraffes wanted nothing to do with us.
They were like, we're full. We even bought more food to feed them because we were out by the time we got to the giraffes.
Which I'm pretty sure is on purpose. They know this is going to happen. They have a second place where you can buy the food. Once you've gone through all of sort of the deer and elk and those kinds of things. Because they are very aggressive and they take all your food. And so they know no matter how much food you buy at the beginning, it's all going to be gone by the time you get past this part.
Because elk are going to stick their head inside your car and they're going to take the food from the center console.
And then you're going to be like, oh, we haven't gotten to the giraffes yet. We have to buy more food.
And so we did, but the giraffes were full.
And so do we still have all those carrots?
No, oh, no, we gave them to a car with two kids in it that was going in.
That's right. Anyway, and then we drove some more and we stopped again for another night. And that's where we are. We're recording the podcast on Friday morning before heading out again for more driving. We're going to be heading from Western Illinois into Iowa today. And then who knows how much further we'll get.
We're going to get trapped by corn.
And trapped by corn. And I'm sure we will have...
And then tomorrow we'll ride back home.
Not quite. We've got a few more days left.
Why a few more?
Anyway, let's take another break real quick. We'll be back after this.
AfricaFocus.org features high-quality analysis and progressive advocacy on African issues with a particular attention to priority issues affecting the entire continent. The heart of the website is the Africa Focus Bulletin. Other features include regularly updated Africa-related news feeds and a set of country pages with extensive background and links on each African country. If you follow African issues or are even curious, visit AfricaFocus.org today.
Okay, we are back, and it's Alex's turn to talk for a few minutes while Brandy starts getting us ready to leave. And as usual, you know, this is Alex talking about the things Alex is interested in, and, you know, after that, we'll just say goodbye. So, you know, do what you want based on that information. Okay, Alex, all you.
I just blew up something. I'm going to attack these monsters.
Yeah!
Die. Don't grab your weapon. I want your weapon. Boom! Freeze. Fine, that's not working. Fireball!
Pew!
Bam! Die, want more guts, fangs, and horns? Are you okay? Yeah, I thought so.
Ah! Woo!
And around here. I'm gonna go up a volcano and try to kill bird animal. Done.
Ow!
I'm going to a stable. Dad, are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
On your headphones?
I'm not listening on my headphones anymore.
Ooh!
Where's that?
Surfing. Surfing. I want that axe. Oh. Okay. Gonna look at it. Pow! Okay. Now, my horse, Gloopy. Welcome, welcome to the stable. Take horse.
Whoa!
I need to sell. I'm gonna sell 6 pieces of wood. 6. I want to sell some topaz. All of them. I'm gonna sell my sapphire. Goodbye. I'm trying to go to this volcano on my horse. Don't know how well it'll work out. Actually, I can teleport too. I mean, why do I want to ride my horse to a volcano when I can teleport to a volcano? Hi! The end of the podcast now.
Okay, and with that, it's time for us to say goodbye. But I did want to mention one last thing. As we were passing by Chicago, like every quarter of a mile, there are these dynamic signs that change to tell you what's going on. And, you know, depending on what's happening, it'll say different messages. But over and over and over, as we were going by, it said this: 110 people died in crashes last July. Are you next? So thank you, Chicago, for being super, super friendly to visitors as they come through. That was very exciting. And, you know, I know the point. You're trying to get people to be careful because the roads are dangerous, et cetera, whatever. But come on. It's not very friendly. Anyway, that's it for Curmudgeon's Corner for this week. We will be back for a normal show next week if all goes as
we hope.
As we hope. Yeah, exactly.
If we aren't home by next week, I don't know what.
Yeah. So all the usual, go to facebook.com/curmudgeonscorner, like us, share with your friends, all of that kind of stuff. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Abulsme, ABULSME. For the pictures that I mentioned and any additional ones from our trip, I post before we're done. Abulsme.com, ABULSME.com. If you really like the show, Patreon, patreon.com/curmudgeonscorner. You can throw us a couple bucks a month, and it's like a tip. Help us out. And for $2 a month or more, you also get access to the Curmudgeon's Corner Slack, which is lots of fun. We talk about the issues of the day all through the week, and you would have heard some of this about the trip if you'd been on the Slack as well. So that's it. Thank you, everybody,
for listening. And we'll see you next week.
That's right. Goodbye, everyone.
And announcement. Dad is going to have a new podcast, which is Curmudgeon's Corner Kids Edition. And we're going to do one episode of that at the very first day and the very last day of the month. But we haven't finished making it yet, so you'll have to wait a while.
We'll see about that. Maybe.
No, we will do that. That's the rule.
Goodbye, everyone.
Oh.